Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm going to share with you six principles that were shared with me on how to work remotely during this COVID-19 pandemic. Again, I'm happy to be here. It's been a while since I've been on this podcast. This is my second episode, and it is April of 2020. My second episode back from being off for a little while as I was just embarking on some new journeys in my life. But I'm happy to be back, and today I want to share with you six principles that were shared with me from my wife recently that I was able to share with some of my friends and colleagues at work and outside of work. And hopefully it helps you if you're working from home or if you have the ability to work remotely. So the first principle that is shared for working remotely during COVID-19 is remember that you are not working from home. You are at home during a crisis trying to work. And when I saw this, this just, you know, really set some perspective for me in terms of my mindset when I thought about the concept of working from home prior to this pandemic and what I'm currently in today and what we are currently in today. So this isn't the normal working from home situation where you, for whatever reason, needed to be in your house and do your job. And then the next day you go back into the office or wherever your place of work is. You are literally at home first during a crisis trying to work. So the trying part was pretty interesting to me too, and it really made me smile and laugh a little bit, just trying to have a little bit of fun with that, because the trying part has been something I think we all have sort of experienced one way or another, whether it's trying to balance our workload with the various distractions that can come up just by being at home, or if it's trying to balance your work with your family and your children or your pets or anything like that that you have at home. So you are at home first during a crisis, and then you're trying to work instead of the mindset of, yeah, I'm just working from home. Things are definitely different. So the second principle was your personal, physical, mental, and emotional health is far more important than anything else right now at this moment. And I thought that was really great perspective, just to remind us that we are humans first, workers and everything else secondary. So it's important that we talk about and that we maintain the balance in our life to make sure that our bodies, our minds, and our spirits are filled and that they are in a good state so that we can then be able to work effectively from our home situation. The third principle was you should try not to compensate for lost productivity by working longer hours. So this one, it really hits home for someone like myself who could be considered type A and borderline workaholic to a certain extent. Even though I do maintain that balance, someone from the outside looking in could see, they would think of me potentially as someone who's a workaholic. I enjoy the work, so I don't necessarily consider it work. But in any event, it's good, again, to maintain that balance. And while we're, quote unquote, trying to work and balance everything, we may lose some of those hours that we were traditionally, quote unquote, productive while we were in the office or during our normal flow of work. So, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you're not overextending yourself so that you find yourself working until 20 hours a day when you would normally work 8 to 10 hours a day, or 15 hours a day if you were normally working 8 to 10 hours a day, or 8 hours a day. Or even working 10 hours a day if you were normally working 8 hours a day. So just be mindful of not trying to overcompensate and then by default going out of balance with everything else that is important to you in your life that you're trying to balance and maintain. So again, try not to overcompensate for lost productivity by working longer hours. And, you know, there's that law of diminishing returns, too, because you can only do so much before your body and your brain just shuts down and it says, you know what, I've had enough for today. No more productivity can come out of this vessel today. Let's try it again tomorrow. So remember that third principle. The fourth principle is you will be kind to yourself and not judge how you are coping based on how you see others coping. And this is all about that. You know, you look at someone else and the grass seems to be greener, the sky is bluer. And it's important to be kind to ourselves. I want us all to think about how can we treat ourselves in the best light possible so that we aren't beating ourselves up and just judging us for, well, why aren't my kids this way? Or why isn't my house this way? Or why don't I have this? Or why don't I have that? And how are they able to do all these great things and I'm not able to do anything? You know, just be kind to yourself. Take a step back. Remember, again, you're a human first. Making sure that your mental state and your emotional health is extremely important. And just be kind to yourself. And then the fifth principle is aligned to that fourth principle. And it says, you will be kind to others and not judge how they are coping based on how you are coping. So again, be kind to yourself, be kind to others. You don't want to, because maybe you are able to cope with the situation a little bit differently or in your mind better, quote unquote, better than someone else who you know. And to think or to judge them based on how they're coping with it and say, well, why don't they just get over it? Or why don't they just have a positive attitude? These things, everyone has their own journey and there's a spectrum of emotion that people are experiencing. And it's really about just appreciating individuals as humans, trying to be there for them the best you can, but at the same time, never wanting to judge someone for how they're handling a situation. You just want to be a resource and just be supportive as best you can. And then lastly, the sixth principle for working remotely during this pandemic is that for someone who's working within a team environment, it says your team success will not be measured the same way it was when things were normal. Let me read that again. Your team success will not be measured the same way it was when things were normal. So to me, that said that the expectations will and should change as a result of the new situation that we're a part of. When our goals were set in the beginning of the year or whatever time period, they were set in the absence of this new change that recently happened. So the way in which we operate and do business has changed. Our internet may be slower at home than it is at work, so we're a little bit less productive. Or again, we're trying to work through this pandemic. So things just are going to be different. Our leadership, who are operating out of true servant leadership, they understand that and they appreciate that. And they're able to strike that balance and to flex where needed so that we can adjust and recalibrate and be able to measure success based on the current situation and not what we thought it was going to be going into the year, especially with the amount of uncertainty that is in the past as well as what's currently in our purview today. So these are the six principles that were shared with me. I'm super thankful to have received them. They actually came from my wife, who she received them from someone else. So I'm just sharing them with you all. And I would hope that you would share these principles with others who you think may see value and benefit from. As well, as always, I would love for you all to share this episode and this podcast with anyone who you think may see value in what we're sharing. And until the next time, live long and prosper.